PBS Kids.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch her villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Today's featured words are injury and spree.
It's another busy day in the city, and it looks like the Botsford family is part of the hustle and bustle.
We've got a lot of errands to run today.
Where should we go first?
Well, we have to go to the grocery store, and I need to go to the aquarium store to get food for my seahorses.
And don't forget, Bob wants to stop at the newsstand to get his soap opera magazine.
Okay, we can stop by the news. Whoa! Looks like there's a slowdown ahead. No problem. Don't worry. We can play my favorite cloud-related imagination game.
What's that?
A game I call Guess the Cloud Shapes.
Huh.
See? That one looks like a gumdrop. Oh, that reminds me. Buy gumdrops.
Ah! She stole my purse!
Mine too!
Staring cranks and beans! That looked like a rocket-propelled old lady! Go to eye doctor and get eyes checked.
I bet it's Granny Man, one of her crime sprees again.
I'm sorry, honey, did you say something?
Bob was just suggesting that since we're stuck in traffic, we'll go on ahead and walk to the newsstand. It's just around the corner.
Good idea, Becky. But remember, to avoid injury, always look both ways before exiting the vehicle.
Yeah, we'll meet you back home.
Okay.
Stop, Granny May! Your crime spree is over!
Sorry, Word Girl, but this jetpack has been fitted with triple-dipple rocket boosters guaranteed to be faster than Word Girl!
Go, Captain Huggy Face!
Oh, you little muskrat! If you think that's gonna stop me, you are sadly mistaken!
Great job, Word Girl. Your work is done here.
You heard the man, Captain Huggy Face. The police will take it from here. Let's get to the newsstand and meet up with Dad back home.
I'm just glad that you didn't get injured.
If I were injured, would you be more lenient on me?
Maybe.
Ow. My neck is sore. Ow. I have an injury. Yes, I have an injury. Oh, it's all Word Girl's fault. Ooh, it hurts. The pain of it all. Surely a nice policeman like you wouldn't take an old woman with whiplash to jail.
Well, ma'am, I think I have to. So, let's go. Watch your step there. Come on.
Oh, ow, ow. Take it slowly, son. Don't forget about my neck injury. I'm sure I'll be fine sleeping on that hard jail cell bed.
All right, I'll take you home. How much trouble can an old lady with a whiplash injury get into anyway?
Sucker. This injury scam could be as useful as my jetpacks for going on a crime spree.
I'm sorry, were you talking to me?
No, dear, I was just moaning in pain. Ow!
Later, at the grocery store, Granny May has decided to do a little shopping.
Excuse me, young man, but this can is dented. I should get half off the price.
Sorry, ma'am. I saw you hit that can with a hammer.
What does it matter how it got dented? It's still dented.
Excuse me. I believe we know each other. You're that nice woman who babysat my children.
What? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I remember you. You're an easy mark.
Actually, the name's Tim. And, whoa, I notice you're wearing a neck brace. How did you get that injury?
I saved hundreds of baby animals from a fire.
Whoa, you're a hero. Are you here all by yourself?
I'm afraid so. I'm just a helpless old woman living alone with no one to take care of me.
Oh, well, I won't hear of it. You're coming home with me, and you will stay with the Botsfords until you recover from your injury.
That is very kind of you.
Here, you pay for my things, and I'll pull the car around so you don't have to walk so far.
Oh, thank you, young man.
Is there anything else?
No, just this.
Old lady perfume. It's taking over my nautical theme cologne, and it's making me dizzy.
Wow, look at her go.
Open the door.
Oh, sorry. I lock it for security.
Oh.
I guess you can't wait to get to the Botsford house and start recovering from your injury.
Step on it, Sonny!
Uh-uh. Not until you buckle up. We wouldn't want to break the law now, would we?
You're right. You're so nice for helping me out like this.
It is the least I can do for an animal-saving hero like yourself.
In that case, I was wondering if you wouldn't mind driving me to a few places. I have a lot of errands to run.
I think I've got time for a few extra errands. Driving!
Meanwhile, back at the Botsford house, Becky wonders where her father is while Bob watches his soap opera.
Where could Dad be? It's been hours since we stopped Granny Mae's crime spree. You're right, he did have a lot of errands to do. What's going on with your show? You ate all the snacks!
All right, Hannah. Just after I pull the truck.
Someone with an injury, you sure can run fast.
Hit the gas!
You should be careful, Granny Mae. Wearing all those heavy diamonds can't be good for your injury. Here I am!
Hurry up, I've been waiting for you.
Sorry, I got a little carried away in the aquarium store. I got the seahorse food, and then I bought them a little castle and a tiny waving scuba diver for their tank.
Quit yapping and put the pedal to the metal, Clyde!
Kind of awkward. I don't mean to keep bringing it up, but my name is Tim, not Clyde or Mark or all these other things you keep calling me.
Why me?
Hey, everybody! Check it out! I brought home a guest. Remember your old babysitter?
What? Hello, young lady. I appreciate you letting me stay here while I nurse my neck injury.
You can't stay here!
Becky Botsford, where did you put your manners? Now, please sit down and make yourself at home.
Isn't that our neighborhood on TV?
This just in. An elderly woman wearing a neck brace has been on a crime spree around town.
Her driver is a friendly man wearing a blue shirt and green pants.
Wow! That accomplice sounds like a nice guy. And handsome, too.
It almost sounds like the two of you were the ones on that crime spree.
What? It couldn't have been us. I don't even know what a spree is.
Oh, well, a spree is an activity that's full of action. Like the way Bob is eating all those snacks, you could say he's on an eating spree. Right? Yeah. And when someone goes around town committing crime after crime, until they get caught by Word Girl, you could say they're on a crime spree.
This is the police. We have the house surrounded. Come out with your hands up.
Whoa, it sounds like one of our neighbors is involved in a crime.
Come on, Bob. We have to find a way to get Dad out of trouble.
Mr. Botsford, we know it was you with Granny Mae.
Me?
Yes, you.
You must be confusing me with someone else.
The license number of your sedan is Word.1, right?
What? I'm going to go out there and explain that they're confusing me with another man who is driving around an elderly woman wearing a neck brace and has the same license plate number. It's a simple mistake.
Oh, I don't think so.
Whoa!
I can prove that the man with Granny Mae is innocent.
Well, I hope you have a solid case because there are a lot of witnesses that say that they saw him with Granny Mae on a crime spree.
Can I borrow one of your walkie-talkies?
You got 2 minutes. The commissioner will have my badge if he finds out about this.
Really?
No. But I've always wanted to say that.
Hello, Fannie Mae.
Word, girl.
Oh, no, I'm not here to fight.
You're not?
No, I'm here to compliment you. You really came up with a great plan this time. Faking an injury? Brilliant idea.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Let's see. Since an injury is a form of hurt or harm, and you weren't hurt and you weren't harmed, you are not injured. So you are faking an injury.
Now, why would I do that?
Come on, Granny May. We all know you faked the injury to trick Mr. Botsford into driving you on your crime spree. You're a genius.
Yes, I am a genius. Oh, well, I guess you got me.
So, you're admitting that Mr. Botsford didn't know what he was doing when he was driving you around?
No, he was just an easy mark.
I don't mean to be a stickler, but my name is Tim. Although I would like the name Mark. And Rick. It would be cool to be named Rick. Hi, my name's Rick. Oh, sorry, what were we doing?
Oh, spare me. Listen, I was gonna ditch him soon. He's driving me nuts!
Not only did Mr. Botsford hear everything you said, so did the police. Show her, Captain Huggy Face!
Thanks for the confession, Granny May. Now come out so we can arrest you. And Word Girl, please remember to return my walkie-talkie. Over.
You got it, officer. The party's over, Granny May.
It looks like someone here might sneeze. Here, have a tissue! Boop!
Ah, gross! Ugh. Huh?
Hold up, hold up. You're under arrest, Granny May. And this time, you can't fake your injury.
I'll get you for this, Word Girl!
You've done it again. Looks like your work is finished here.
Well, Huggy, you heard the man.
And so, once again, Word Girl saves the city from a crime spree without injuring anyone.
Hey, hold on, narrator, Word Girl, Captain Huggy Face, a little help here.
Tune in next time for another amazing adventure of Word Girl.
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I Have a Word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is doze. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Yes, Phil!
I think doze means to dangle from a robot, like Toby was doing in that last clip.
Nope, anyone else? Okay, give it a shot, Emily.
Doze means to nap or sleep, kind of like you're doing now.
Sorry, can you define doze for me again?
It means to nap or sleep.
That's correct!
Are you okay?
I've never been better! I don't know why I stayed up all night knitting these earmuffs. They're way too big for my cat. Anyway, congratulations, Emily! You are today's winner! Huggy, show her what she's won! An official Word Girl waterbed! So that's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Listen for the words considerate and manual.
At the city library, the vicious criminal, the butcher, enters.
Yes, ma'am. I was hoping you guys had a copy of that supervillain's manacle I've been hearing about.
Do you mean the supervillain manual, supervillains and you?
I'm going to say yes.
Of course we have a copy.
Great! Where is it?
There.
Psst. Hey, buddy.
Yeah? Are you whammer to the whammer?
Yeah. Keep it down.
Shh.
Sorry. I was just wondering when you were gonna be done with that.
With this? Soon, meaty dude. And when I'm done, you should totally wham it, yeah.
All right, okay.
Please be considerate of other readers.
But it's not me. Sorry.
Oh, this book is totally whamming me, dude. Yeah.
Shh. The library lady said we should be considerate.
What?
Considerate.
What?
Considerate. Sorry.
Hey, whammer's got a whamming idea. Yeah. Why don't we wham this book together? We could be a whamming team, yeah.
Yes. Shh.
Yeah.
Quiet.
We're gonna be a whamming team. Whamming a city to its knees, yeah.
Gentlemen.
Yeah, sorry. Listen, we're going.
Yeah.
Not so fast. That's due back on the 8th.
Meanwhile, over at the Botsfords...
Okay, so Mr. Dudley said our poem for this project should be about something in nature. Any ideas? Ice cream's not in nature.
Becky, why do we always come to your house when we have to work on a project together?
Just where we end up, I guess.
But when I asked you where you wanted to go, you said, my house, my house, my house.
3 times, huh?
Yeah, and you were yelling.
Oh.
And dragging me toward your house.
Huh. Well, you have to admit, it is pretty comfortable here.
Snack break! Violet, come on, don't be shy.
Please, tell him I like being shy.
Dad, I thought we had an agreement.
What agreement?
No beans a la Botsford on days where I'm within 50 miles of the house.
Well, I was just trying to be considerate.
Considerate to who?
To Bob. He loves it.
Can we please go to my house now?
Why? It doesn't smell that bad in here.
What's wrong with my house?
Nothing. It's just, well, I don't always feel comfortable there.
What? Becky, my Bob and I work hard to make our home a comfortable and inviting place.
No, I know.
Well, you're free to express your inner feelings.
Right, so you shouldn't really mind that I expressed my inner feeling that I don't feel comfortable at your house.
Maybe I don't feel so comfortable at your house anymore.
Violet, wait! Y'all, I need to go,
chase after Violet?
That explanation would seem to make the most sense, so yes, that! Come on, Bob!
How about some beans for the road?
Yeah!
Hey, Word Girl! We're over here!
Oh, hey, guys. Huh?
What?
Well, it's just you two don't seem to have a whole lot in common.
So?
So it's not really the most natural team-up.
No! We're a whammer team, yeah! Meet a guy in a whammer, yeah!
Yeah, see? Says here in the mandible.
Yeah, I think you mean manual. See, a manual is a book that instructs you how to do something. In this case, how to be a good supervillain.
Thank you for your 2 cents. The manual says we have to have something in common.
We do! We're both whammon.
I think whammon in this case means loud.
Wait, I'm not loud.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Please be considerate and keep the noise level down.
Yeah, all right. After we leave.
Yeah!
Earth stay!
Follow me, wham!
Well, they got away.
Thanks. You know, you really shouldn't keep so much money in the store.
I hate going to the bank.
Wham it out. The city museum just whammed these, yeah.
The museum has recently acquired 2 old pillows. So?
Keep whamming.
These pillows were once owned by King Erwin the Bullheaded and have a most unusual stuffing, ground beef. Ugh.
Those whammers are wham full of ground beef!
Hey, what's with all the racket?
Oh, I get it. In your world, pillows are whammers.
Yeah, it's the perfect wham and crime for our team, yeah.
Made out of ground beef? That kind of sounds gross.
But there's 2 of them. Wham for you, wham for me.
Hey, we got a baby in the other room. Pipe down.
And they're worth a wham a lot of money, yeah.
Hey, people are trying to sleep.
Yeah.
All right. I'll do it.
Okay, let's work.
Hey, just be quiet.
All right.
The butcher and the whammer together. Who knew they'd be an effective team-up? Oh, to Violet's house. We kind of left things in a weird spot.
Oh, hello, Becky.
Hi, Violet. I came here to say I'm really sorry.
Wait, won't you come in?
That's okay. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you that I wasn't being very considerate of your feelings when I said that your house is uncomfortable. So, I'm sorry.
I can't accept your apology.
Well, why not?
Because you're sitting in the poetry chair on the happy song floor tile.
Right.
And you're playing with the painting rock.
Of course I am.
That means you have to paint a picture that reflects the beautiful lyrics of your happy apology song. That's the house rules.
This is my happy apology song. Okay, see? This is why I don't feel comfortable here.
What?
Listen, Violet, when I come here, I'm afraid to touch stuff because then I might have to sing a song while painting a poem about it. And it tends to make me a little...
uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Oh, Becky, I'm so sorry. I guess I wasn't being very considerate of your feelings.
Ah, don't worry about it. I should have just been honest with you. Friends?
Best.
Whoop. Listen, Violet, there's something I have to take care of. I'll meet you at the library later. Come on, Bob. Word up!
Library later.
Give me a minute, all right? Oh, whoa. Yup, feels exactly like a bag of old beef. Oh.
Wham! Wham! Wham!
Hey, come on. What do we talk about, huh?
Wham?
Try and be considerate of other people.
You mean considerate.
Word girl!
Considerate means to be mindful of other people's needs and feelings, like being a little more quiet for other museum goers.
Yeah, tell it to this one here, right?
You are a considerate villain, Butcher.
Thank you.
I like how you announce my name every time I surprise you.
Oh, yeah? Well, considerate this!
Are you guys still using that manual?
You bet your whammer!
Okay, good. Carry on, Butcher.
Okay. Hamilage! Well, that was easy.
Whammer's turn. Whammer's turn, yep. Oh, Wham!
Hey!
Wham?
Thanks, Whammer. We can take it from here.
Earth Ham! No, Ham or something! I need meat! Oh,
totally unwhammy.
So you guys want to know how he defeated you?
No, but I have a hunch you're going to tell us anyway.
Well, you see, I also have a copy of the Supervillains and You manual.
You do?
Yeah. What kind of superhero would I be if I didn't? Particularly interesting was this section in Chapter 12. It says, when there is a supervillain team-up, both villains are going to want to take credit for defeating the heroes. So make sure one villain's attack doesn't cancel out the others.
Aw, man. We didn't get to chapter 12 yet.
It's a good chapter.
Yeah, it sounds it.
And handy. Okay, well, Huggy and I should go. Kind of got some homework to finish.
Okay. Take it easy.
Hey, Were-Girl. Now, you're considerate. Anyway, you can win me a big favor.
Maybe. So I'll definitely try to be more considerate of your feelings.
And I'll ease up on the dancing, singing, and painting rules when you visit my house.
Deal!
I have a great idea! I think our project poem should be about friendship.
But it's supposed to be about something in nature.
There's friendship in nature. And ice cream!
Okay, you guys are the experts. Oh, before I forget, some, guy asked me to give this to you. Said he wouldn't have a chance to return it later as he was heading to prison, I think.
Oh, thank you, Becky. Whammer. He's such a considerate criminal.
And so, where this episode began, so does it end, in the library. Join us again.
Hey, where were you this whole episode?
Oh, I had some errands to run, and my boss was considerate enough to let me do them during work hours.
That was considerate of him.
Yeah, good thing the word was considerate this episode and not angry or something. Join us again next time on the show that wrote the manual on superhero adventure and crazy monkey action.
Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on pbskidsgo.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!